And before that, let's start with some older stuff, which every week I do. I dig into the archives. And this week was the ARIA Awards in Australia. So the ARIA Awards is the Australian Record Industry Awards. And every year, I guess it's sort of like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where different acts are inducted into the ARIA Hall of Fame. And this year, it was time for The Church. They're a band that I've featured a fair bit on the show because they're definitely regarded as one of the greatest and longest enduring alternative acts in the world. The Church from, well, originally from Canberra, now based in Sydney. Steve Kilby is the bass player and lead songwriter, and they've put out an extraordinary amount of music. Most well known, of course, for Under the Milky Way, that a classic single from 1988, which also featured on the Donnie Darko soundtrack, and that's how it got a sort of second running, at least in North America. So anyway, three bands were inducted this year: The Church, The Models, and The Loved Ones. And I'm going to play each of those acts right now, just after a little bit of Steve Kilby's induction speech. So he got up there, and I've been looking at this online. He did a full 15 minutes. So he's an enigmatic sort of guy, and the Church's music is very moody and somber and angular. But he hopped on the stage here, and he just let it loose, and he was very, very happy to be up there. And he spoke a lot about his passion for Australian music. So I'm going to play a little bit of that. And he mentions The Models and The Loved Ones, the two other bands that were being inducted on that night. So before I play all three bands, I'll play The Loved Ones, The Models, and then The Church, three in a row. And you'll hear a bit of, from Steve Kilby here, first of all, from The Church. So here it is. This is from the ARIA Awards, the Australian Record Industry Awards. Steve Kilby on stage in a very good mood, talking about Australian music and the other bands that were inducted that night.
Here I realised something I've always thought. I think of people in Australia. I felt sorry for people in England. When I first met Marty, he didn't know about all the amazing music we had in Australia. And I spent all this time, we were playing in The Real Thing and The Masters Apprentices. And I grew up in Canberra. And to me, Australian music, there was no question about whether it was as good as the other stuff. It was. There was the American stuff, there was the English stuff, and there was the Australian stuff. And the first thing I ever saw was a package tour with Normie Rowe and the Easy Beats and MPD Limited and Bobby and Laurie. You know, they did it. So, when I hear a love call, and everybody was stamping on the floor, and it was amazing. And then and then all the bands that came up, bands we don't think of a lot now, like the Dave Miller Set. Do you remember that song? He's got his love to keep him warm. It's amazing stuff. People overseas never got to hear it. Peter and I went and saw Hush at the Canberra Theatre. We thought they're amazing. When Les got to this, we were going, wow, funny and stuff. It was kind of reopened the whole thing up again. It was great to be busted by Red Simons. So many amazing, amazing Australian bands. The people we have been inducted with, I almost said induced, the people we have been inducted with tonight are amazing. The Models, an amazing band. I read a review of myself that said I was weird and angular. I went and saw The Models play, and when I saw Sean Kelly, I felt like Doug Parkinson. He was so much weirder and more angular than me. A year later, I went to a party in a house in Melbourne, and I chatted up a girl with red hair, and it turned out to be Sean's girlfriend. And when we received our awards from 3XY for the most promising bands of 1981, they said, go and shake hands with your award, and Sean Lennon said, Steve, you're a... And it put me off awards until tonight. This is the first award ceremony I've been at. The Models are really, truly amazing band. Okay, the loved ones. I agree with Chuggy. The loved ones insinuated so much raw, dirty sexuality, much more than Mick Jagger, much more than anyone else. When you heard them, you knew, even though I was 12, I knew there was something very rude going on in the world of the adults. And amazing, the way he sang. It was just like that too, authority, but not with the sort of blatant stuff you have nowadays of axing school teachers and strippers. It was just implied, and that's why it was so much better. And I still don't know, was Jerry Humphries Barry Humphries' brother or not?
Remember this one? It's The Loved Ones. And it's called The Loved Ones. Hearing it on 3AK.
Bye. was down in the city on a miracle street. I flailed like a swimmer through the summer heat. I was waiting for a friend that I needed to meet. And I was hoping she was bringing with her something sweet. And I was hoping for an open little opening. And I suffered for a groovy little happening. But it's all going wrong just like a singing that song. It's all around about you that they put on TV. The TV that I gave you cause you wanted to see. And all the solar spaces where the people used to be. 100 bastard voids with their pull on me. In the valley of death, you'll be breathless and free.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
So there you had it. At the start of the show there, the Australian Canadian music show Stranded, we had three songs by three bands who were inducted this year into the ARIA Hall of Fame. So that's the Australian Record Industry Awards Hall of Fame. And we finished there with The Church. And it's so hard to select a song for them because they've put out, gosh, over 20 albums, each one pretty stunning. And I chose a later album song there, the first song from the Uninvited Like the Clouds album. The song was called Block, and that featured Steve Kilby on vocals there. And we heard him at the start of the show speaking at the ARIA Awards. I played a clip from his induction speech where he was very full of energy talking about his love of Australian music. And he held in high regard the other two bands who were inducted that night, and they were The Models and The Loved Ones. And I played both of those bands. Firstly, The Loved Ones with their classic song, The Loved One. And then The Models there, I played I Hear Motion from the early 80s. The Loved Ones go way back to the 60s there. So there we go. There's some older Australian music from the archives. Three bands inducted into the ARIA Hall of Fame this year. Now, coming up very soon, I have... we should have Pivot calling through, or formerly a band formerly known as Pivot, now PVT. They're a really brilliant post-rock electronic group from Australia, and they're playing at the Media Club tonight, and we will hopefully be talking to them very soon. So what I might do is, to whet your appetite, play some of their music. Their new album has come into the studio, and the album is called Church With No Magic. So this is PVT. They basically had to change their name from Pivot. There was some legal mishap with the band in the United States, who decided that they might want to sue the band unless they changed their name. So that was unfortunate. But PVT are going strong. That's their new name. And I don't think it's done much to halt their progress, the world domination, because they are touring the US and Canada as we speak. And they're on Warp Records. I'll just play some music now, and hopefully we'll have some of the boys call through live to the studio in the next, hopefully, 10 minutes. So anyway, this is a great band from Australia called PVT. Okay, so that was PVT with a song off their brand new album, Church With No Magic. And the song was called Waves and Radiation. And they are playing at the Media Club tonight. And luckily, I have on the phone Lawrence from the band right here. And I'm going to patch him through right now on air live. Lawrence, can you hear me there? Yep. Hello, Lawrence, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Okay. So, Lawrence, you are from PVT, and some people who have been listening to Australian music for a while might remember you by the name of Pivot.
Yeah.
So that's for the listeners out there. But the name has been changed to PVT, and an album has come out under that name, and you guys are touring North America now. What can you tell your listeners about your act?
About our act? We're getting it together, slowly but surely. Well, you know, we're sort of a three-piece band from Sydney in Australia, and we make sort of exotic, experimental rock and roll with flashing lights and loud noises and explosions and, you know.
I've heard you described as math rock by some people too. Would you hold that label highly, or
that's... No, I'd hold that at a great distance. I hate the term math rock. It makes me angry. It's nothing to do with what we do, and I don't know what that's actually supposed to be. So I think it gives a really false impression of what we do when people described as that. The whole term's a bit of a joke, really, but you know, to me that refers to something that's just totally devoid of emotion, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
And
yeah,
I think our music is primarily about emotion, you know, before it is something cerebral, you know.
Exactly, that's definitely what I've picked up on playing the two tracks today. We played Waves and Radiation and Window as well. I noticed, I mean, you did start out as a, would you say, an improvisational band when you were way back, when you were first forming.
Yeah.
That's how your gigs were, improvisational pieces when you played live?
I mean, that's going back, you know, 10 years when we first started. Just, you know, we started as just a jam band, really, in Sydney. And it was only really in, like, sort of the last 5 years we got a lot more serious about making records and touring and stuff like that. But that's kind of, where it sort of started. It was sort of doing, like, long improv gigs. But, I mean, I guess improv in the sense that it was sort of organized chaos as opposed to just chaos or, you know, something that sounded like animals on fire, you know.
Hmm.
That's a long time ago now, I guess. You know, the band has developed a lot since then.
And this is your first main tour of North America?
Yeah, we've done a couple of smaller trips. You know, we did South by Southwest and earlier in the year, and the year before we did a couple of East Coast things. But certainly our first visit to Canada as well, which is exciting. You know, I've been to Canada years and years ago, you know, just to visit it. And it seems like a really cool place, and people seem to be responding to the new record really well. So.
Absolutely.
Hopefully we can make it more frequent.
And, well, I can say for sure that I'm not sure if the city is on your current tour, but Edmonton in Alberta, I do know there's a DJ there playing your music. So people around the country are hearing it on the airwaves. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And tonight you're actually going to be at the Media Club, one of the great venues here in Vancouver. And what can people expect tonight if they go to the gig, Lawrence?
Well, hopefully, I mean, energy, you know, and I guess something that they may not have seen before, you know. Like, I think we present something different in terms of the way a band would play together live, you know. And, you know, we try and make the shows have a different element each night, you know. something unexpected.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's kind of like, that's a difficult question.
Yeah, well,
I think... I guess we're... Yeah, no, you go on. I'm not quite sure what to say to that.
Yeah.
A good show, I mean.
Yeah. I think that's without a doubt. Of some of the some YouTube videos, if people are curious, type in a PVT into YouTube and you'll get there's some interesting live clips there. And it does look like an absolute energetic explosion on stage. It really is something different. That is at the Media Club tonight here in Vancouver. So we are talking about the band PVT, and Lawrence here is on the line. You are a Sydney band, but I do notice that you're somewhat based in London, England as well. Is that?
Yeah. We've all kind of been there at various points. Richard from the band lives there at the moment, and Dave was living there for 4 or 5 years. And then at one stage, we were all kind of there for a good chunk of a year. But Dave and I are now back in Sydney, and Richard's still in the UK. So we're kind of between Sydney and London quite a lot.
Yeah. And, of course, a huge Australian expatriate population in London. A huge amount of opportunities to play there and get your music out.
Yeah. It's a good place like that, you know, sort of hub internationally. There's a lot of things happening there and opportunities, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's really been fantastic to play the music. I'm going to play some more here, Lawrence, from the album. I was just going to play Light Up Bright Fires. And is there a song off the album you'd like to hear us play?
Well, if you haven't played Church With No Magic already, maybe play that one too.
Oh, yeah, we haven't got to that. We'll cue that up. We'll cue that up. We'll play Light Up Bright Fires and then that track. We'll let people really let that music sink in and get them motivated to come out tonight to see PVT.
I think also, as far as I know, I think Babe Rainbow, who's a recent signing to our label, the Warp Records, which we're signed to, I think he's on the bill as well, as far as I know. So.
Oh, right.
And I could be mistaken, but I think he's a local Vancouver resident.
Oh, can you repeat the name again?
Babe Rainbow.
Oh, right. Okay. Cool. Well, that might be a name that some of the listeners might pick up on. So that's an added bonus tonight to go see PVT at the Media Club. And we've been talking with Lawrence. And thanks so much for calling through.
And, hey, no problem.
Oh, yeah. So this is CITR on the Australian Canadian Music Show. And we're going to get back to some music from PVT and the album Church With No Magic. Thanks very much, Lawrence. And all the best for tonight.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
nights. We rise, light up, rise, fast. We rise, light up, bright, fast.
In control, in control. From every shadow there are things that follow you. From your late night dead end job, from the old neighborhoods where you grew. There's a falling satellite.
Thought keeps me awake at night.
There's a chocolate fondue.
There's no nutritional value.
There's a ground invasion.
With complete color coordination.
There's a sleepover screen.
The bed is not a trampoline.
There's a hymn with a hand on the heart. And all these things will follow you. And all these things will follow you. Single Elvis fan can be wrong the other 49, not million screaming others also can. And those things will follow you. And those things will follow you. And their lights will shine right through. So when you open up your eyes, know you when they do. You're just a piece of work, that's all.
Take me and hang me on the wall.
Away from where the guards linger.
You touch the painting with your finger.
And I was placed under gallery arrest.
It's a chance to wear your Sunday best.
And look sharp on the stand. And raise my right shaking hand. It's where everything I say is true. On a first edition copy of Peter Pan. And those things will follow you. And those things will follow you. And their lights will shine right through. So when you open up your eyes, they will know you when they do. And all those things will follow you. And those things will follow you. And their lights will shine. Everyone will know it's you.
The Biltmore Cabaret is the home of great live music in Vancouver.
October 29th, check out Avi Buffalo with special guests. Long Beach's Avi Buffalo are touring in support of their debut album out now on Sub Pop. Doors are at 8 p.m. and advance tickets are $12.
October 30th, come see Women with guests New Sensei and Make Out Videotape. Hailing from Calgary, Alberta, Women are touring in support of their highly anticipated Flemish Eye Jag Jaguar release LP, Public Strain. Tickets are $11 in advance, the doors open at 8 p.m. and the show starts at 9. Don't forget, it's an early show and the curfew is 12 a.m.
November 4th, don't miss West Coast hip-hop legend Lyrics Born performing with Raka Ira Science of Dilated Peoples on the Auto Reverse Tour. Lyrics Born will play lots of tracks from his new release As You Were, as well as lots of fan favorites, too. Advance tickets are $20 and the show starts at 9:30.
The Rural Alberta Advantage hit the Biltmore stage on November 6th with Pepper Rabbit and Imaginary Cities. Tickets are $13 in advance and the show starts at 8:30 p.m.
For more information and tickets to these and other shows, visit www.biltmorecabaret.com.
Hello, dude buddies. You are listening to CITR. It's like the most badass radio station there is, so don't touch that dial.
Okay, we're coming to the end of Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show here on a Monday morning. And we just featured some music that is going to be played in Vancouver this week. That was Darren Hanlon. We've been featuring his album I Will Love You At All over the last few weeks. And that song, All of These Things, is a single. And he'll be playing at the Media Club on November 5th. So if you liked what you heard there, Darren Hanlon, a really cool urban folk artist from Australia, playing here in Vancouver on the 5th of November at the Media Club. And before that, of course, we featured PVT, the awesome electronic act from Australia. I guess an electronic post-rock, very groovy band. They're playing at the Media Club tonight. So PVT, we played four songs actually off this album, Church With No Magic, including the song Church With No Magic. That was the last track we played of theirs. And they're going to be playing tonight with a gentleman called Babe Rainbow, a local artist. So I'm going to play one of his tracks right now to get you in the mood for tonight if you might want to go to the Media Club to see PVT. From Australia. Okay, so not much time left. We'll get straight into that song. This is Babe Rainbow.
Thank you.
The Italian Chamber of Commerce in Canada West is proud to announce the fifth edition of Dine Italia, a recognized, prestigious restaurant dining promotion which celebrates Italian food and wine and is combined with flavors of Italy. We invite you to visit British Columbia's favorite restaurants from November 8th to 20th to come out and enjoy a delicious 3 or 4 course Italian dinner for an unbeatable price. For a list of participating restaurants, menus, and additional information, please call 604-682-1410 or visit dineitalia.com.
Okay, so that's the end of the show here, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. I've been your host, Matthew, and I just finished up there with a couple of electronic acts by a local gentleman named Dave Rainbow, who is the support act for tonight's PVT gig at the Media Club. Yes, it's November 1st. That means PVT are playing at the Media Club. There are a great post-rock and electronic band from Australia, formerly known as Pivot. In case you're wondering, you may have heard lots of Pivot music, but they're now called PVT, and their album under that name is called Church With No Magic, and you can catch them supported by local artist Dave Rainbow tonight at the Media Club. So that's it for this week. I've been Matthew, and if you're interested in the show blog, the set lists and podcast, type in Oz Stranded into Google and it'll come up as your first hit. So that's OZSTRANDED for Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show. Thanks so much for listening. There's so much music to play here, and I often don't know where to begin at the start of the week. 50 years worth of Australian music, and we played some older stuff at the start, which was great, and into the new stuff. So I hope you have a great day. This is Alternative Radio Now, and Chris Horrific is on straight afterwards. So have a good day.
Corporations have been winning ever-expanding free speech rights for decades, and the Citizens United case gives them even more overwhelming power to manipulate our elections, our airwaves, our public discussions. We have a very critical choice to make, and we need to make it soon.